Welcome to the Becoming You show with me, your host, Leah Rowling. Do you believe you are capable of choosing your future? Sometimes it takes just one person to believe in you, for you to believe in yourself. If you find yourself continuing to say, someday I will take better care of myself, only to continue living the same day over and over and over again, then you, my friend, are in the right place. I am your biggest cheerleader, inspiring you to become you on purpose and with intention. Are you ready to create a life you love? I'm excited to share with you some big ideas that you can use today to inspire, impact, and influence your life and everyone in it. The Becoming You show starts now. Hello, my friends. How are you? I hope you are awesome. It is a brand new month. It is a brand new opportunity for another conversation, and so much is happening in my world. And so I thought I would just share with you a little bit about what's going on with me, because I have been doing a lot of deep thinking about my company and the work that I do. And I really just kind of wanted to chat with you guys today about something that's been on my mind. And it's the difference in its simplicity between SMART goals and wild goals. Now, I've mentioned this before on the show, but I really wanted to dig just a little bit deeper today, because I often draw inspiration, as you know, from my clients and my own experiences to really kind of shape these discussions. So let me, if I can, give you just a little peek into my world. I run a coaching company, and let me tell you, I absolutely love it. I wake up every morning on fire for the work that I do, and I love my team. They're amazing, and I love my clients so much, and I love creating content, and I love talking with all of you guys on my podcast, and I love delivering frameworks and acronyms, and my mind thinks in matrices and mapping and blueprints, and I love all of it. It's my passion. But recently, my friends, I was invited to dream bigger, to have a bigger impact, to teach and train on a much grander scale. And you know who extended that invitation to me? Any guesses? Me. Yep. I had this little nudge, this calling that I initially brushed off. I mean, things were going great, right? I was in rhythm. I was in flow. But then it hit me. Was I really in flow, or was I just comfortable? Because it turns out for me, they're not the same thing. So long story short, I found myself face to face with a very, very, very big goal. And let me tell you, I had to do some serious internal work to wrap my head and my heart and my expectations around what was laid on me. And that got me thinking, maybe you could use a little insight into how I approached this, how I navigated it. And as per my experience, I generally come up with some sort of framework when I get to the other side of it. So I'm going to share all of that with you today. So here's the deal. We're not going to be talking about SMART goals here. Like, you know my take, or if you don't, let me just give you a little reminder. SMART goals are realistic. Okay. It's part of the acronym SMART, right? And so for me, they're more like a to-do item. They're more like a task list, right? We need them, absolutely, but those are not the goals that I want to talk about with you today. I'm talking about the stretch goals, the wild goals, the impossible goals, right? The kind that make you sit up and say, what are you thinking? What are you doing? And even question, can I really do that? And guess what? You absolutely can. If it was called on you to consider, I promise you, you know what needs to be done in order to fulfill it. So the premise is laid, the belief is in place, you can absolutely do it. So let's buckle up and let's explore this just a little bit more because we're really going to dive into the big world of infinite, impossible, audacious goals. And I'm bringing you along for the ride. So I'm excited. So, but first, I want to ask you a question. What is that for you? What is your big, hairy, audacious goal? What is your impossible goal? What is your wild goal? Because here's what I notice. I noticed this with some of my clients, and I noticed this with some of my friends and my community. So many of us, right? We're missing this key ingredient. The key ingredient being having a big, compelling, audacious, impossible goal. So much of the work that I do is really navigating around the premise of why it is that we don't do what we know. Okay. So we talk about struggles with discipline, following through on plans, managing pesky urges, right? And while they have and are a crucial aspect, they all become a whole lot easier when you've got a big goal that's lighting up your life. Okay, talk about an awesome distraction. Think about it. When you become obsessed with your goal, you stop sweating all the small stuff because there's no time to sweat it because you are navigating the big stuff. And if I'm going to be disappointed, and we are, a lot of this work is just having massive amounts of disappointment tolerance, right? I might as well be disappointed by putting myself out there in the biggest possible way, right? If I'm going to worry, okay, then I might as well worry about the biggest possible things. Okay, my physiology doesn't know the difference. So what I see all too often is that too many of us are shying away from setting those big, scary, I might even call them fun, but people have a different definition of fun than I usually do. But anyway, big, scary, impossible, fun, yes, goals, because we doubt our ability to achieve them. Like at the end of the day, that's really what it boils down to, okay? We want the result, but we're not so keen on the process it takes to get there, okay? We don't want to fail. We think, right? We want to set a goal that is achievable so that we can accomplish it. That's why we set a realistic goal, right? Because we know it's been done before, okay? But that's not gonna help elevate you. It's not gonna help you grow in any sort of way, evolve in any sort of way. Because if you've done it before, then it is very realistic and there's nothing differently that you have to do, think, be, feel in order to create a different possibility for you. Okay. So we want to set a goal. Our primitive brain wants us to set a goal that is achievable so that we can accomplish it. But here's what's not entirely true about that. Okay. It's not necessarily to accomplish it. Okay. It is for the feeling that we think we will have when we do. Okay. Remember, everything that we do, everything that we do in life is to feel a certain way, right? It is either to feel awesome and great and fulfilled and pleasurable, or it's to not feel bad. Okay. And when we know that the result, AKA accomplished goal, doesn't give us the feeling because you know this work, we can drop the conditioned story around goal accomplishment, right? Because we have, the collective has been conditioned to believe that goal setting is all about the end result, okay? Reaching that desired outcome. And when that outcome feels light years away, we lose steam and we give up, okay? And that's often where we stumble, focusing solely on the end game rather than embracing the journey. But what if I were to tell you that the real magic happens when you set the goal, not when you achieve it? What? Yes. Yes. The real magic happens when you set the goal. Okay. When you fully immerse yourself in setting the goal and in the process of cultivating the goal, something shifts. It's not just about the end result. It's about who you become along the way. And here's the secret. You need to become the person who can achieve the goal before it's even accomplished. It's about evolving. It's about growing. It's about embodying that future version of yourself every single day, every single day. Okay, so first thing, we're flipping the script here today, friends, on goal setting. It's not about the destination, it's about the journey and the person that you become in the process. I would love, love, love to disrupt the way that we think about goals and setting them and choose to pay more attention to the relationship versus the result. The relationship, as in the one that we have with ourselves, okay, to see how fun it would be, okay, to see what we're capable of, what we would have to learn and navigate and overcome along the way. Wouldn't that be fun? See, between where I am right now and when I achieve my goal, that is where I believe the magic happens. It's the journey, the evolution. It's the real essence of being a human being. But too many of us, right, only see the before and the after picture. We want the end result without going through the mess, right? We want the end result without the challenge, without the failure. And we want it to be quick, fast, because we're all about instant gratification. Because we believe, and we've been conditioned to believe, that it will be better there. That once we get the result, then we'll be happy, then we'll be confident, then things in our life will be better, then we'll find the right person, then we'll have the weight loss that we want, then we'll have the promotion, or we'll have the exposure that we want, we'll have the followers, we'll have whatever, fill in the blank. And we think that result, whatever it is going to make us feel better. And it will be different, but it won't. It's not any better there than here, right? You've heard me talk about the 50-50. It's so important that we wrap our head around this because too many people are shying away from that big, audacious, hairy goal that's within them to choose because they don't want the struggle. Because they don't want to embrace the challenge. And what they don't realize is that there's challenge in the not choosing that. There's challenge in discounting that very nudge because you will constantly be doubting how it is that you're showing up in the world. Okay. So let's talk about this in some sort of like practical applied idea. So a lot of people have a journey around their physical health, bettering their physical health. Okay. We set big goals for ourselves. And yet we don't give ourselves the time really to discover what we're capable of. We don't get good at doing what we don't want to do. We don't get good at not loving to do something and doing it anyway. And when you can harness those capabilities, there is nothing you can't accomplish, right? How often do we shy away? Again, if we bring this all the way back to physical health, and let's just call it weight loss, okay? How often do we struggle with going to the gym because we haven't gotten really good at doing something that we don't want to do? How practiced are we at not loving doing something and doing it anyway? Like, that is the gold. When you can be so committed and so healthy, obsessed with what it is and who it is that you want to become, you will get really, really good at doing things that you don't want to do. Okay. Discovering and challenging yourself to fall in love, really, with the process of discipline and commitment, that, my friends, that is the secret. That is the secret. It's not necessarily about measuring the results or seeing immediate change in the body. Sure, those things will happen. I promise you, those things will happen if you stay committed to the daily, consistent effort work. Okay. I promise you. But the real focus, right, is truly on the dedication and falling in love with the discipline and the commitment that is required in order for you to get the result. the daily grind, the growth that we experience along the way. Embracing the process, it's a game changer because we set ourselves up for long-term success, and that is something worth celebrating. Setting big goals, as I've mentioned, isn't about the end destination. Yes, will that be fun? For sure, but I want you to think about it. How many times have you set a goal, accomplished the goal, and you literally were just like, yeah, done, and then you're moving on to the next thing? Too many of us aren't taking time. We're not taking a pause to like celebrate. We're also not taking time to celebrate the journey, the little wins along the way. And we're also not taking time to celebrate the failures along the way as an opportunity to learn, as an opportunity to see what we're capable, to see what adversity we can become stronger and smarter and a more valuable, more capable version of ourselves is. That's super exciting. Okay. The growth, the evolution, the transformation. And that's why I'm always inviting you guys on the show into our community and our membership into Shift, right? Because I believe so passionately in this work, in the journey in between where you are and where you want to be. And for too many of us, it goes unnoticed, it goes unwitnessed, it goes undocumented. And this is where the beauty is. This is where you become a more powerful, more disciplined, more dedicated version of you. So if you are ready to dream bigger, if there is that nudge in you, instead of continuing to dismiss it, just raise your hand, join us in the community. It's a free community. It's a free community. I'd love to have you in there. So either head over to our website, at ishift.life to learn more, or just click the show notes. Because here's the thing, friends. Figuring out what you truly want can be a journey in and of itself. Okay? Some folks have it all mapped out, but for many of us, it's a process of self-discovery. I can't even tell you how many times I've been on stages and I've asked the audience, by show of hands, raise your hand if you know what you want. You know what it is. I might get 50% of the audience. Now, these are people that are committed, right, to their personal growth and their personal mastery. Okay. So I'm talking to an audience that is on fire doing this work and only half still know what it is that they want. Then I ask them to keep their hands raised if they are committed to it, obsessed with it, healthily, to the everyday discovery of who they are and what they learn, so much so that at the end of every day, they close the day with three learnings, three things that they learned about themselves and their goal in the process. And then after that, my friends, 45% of the 50 lower their hands. So in an audience, we have half of the people that actually know what they want, and of those that still have their hand raised, only 5% of those do the daily consistent action that is required to navigate where it is that they are and where it is that they want to go. That's fascinating to me. So that's where I want more people in a community to help inspire that commitment, that daily dedication to what it is that you're passionate about and to the calling truly of your soul. Successful people, again, I've said this before, typically are successful if they've done their success in a way that's been very deliberate, very intentional, very methodical. Okay. So when you learn the skills of choosing what to think and choosing how to feel and generating energy and taking massive action in one area of your life, right? That becomes who you are. Okay. When people ask me, you know, how many goals should we have? I say, you need one, just one. Because again, remember, it's not about the outcome. It's not about the end result. It's who you become along the way. And you only need one goal to become something different than you were yesterday. If you don't have a big goal, you just have SMART goals, There's nothing about your essence, who you are, that needs to change. You don't have to skill up in any way. You don't have to think different, feel different. There's nothing about you that needs to become anything different. And I think that is the part that becomes intolerable to our spirit. That is why we just kind of feel unfulfilled. And then we beat ourselves up because we shouldn't feel unfulfilled, because by outside standards, we have everything that anybody should want. We've checked all of the boxes. But soulful living isn't about checking boxes. It's about listening with curiosity to what the soul wants for you. And too many of us are just not listening to it because we're afraid to feel. We're afraid to fail. We're afraid of disappointment. We're afraid of discouragement. But friends, it's happening whether you set a big goal or not, right? It's discouraging and disappointing to not follow that nudge. Okay, we're just pretty much failing in advance by not doing it. So if we're going to do it, we might as well just do it as big as possible. Okay, so sometimes we need community and sometimes we need support from mentors and coaches and that in order to inspire that level of commitment to the best of who it is that we are. That is what we are doing in Shift. So as I mentioned, a lot of people don't want to set a big, massive goal, right? And they say that, as I mentioned, because they don't want to fail, because they've made failing mean something. Okay. And if you make failing mean something too, go back and listen to my recordings. Okay. But also, they don't want to set a big, scary, audacious goal because they're happy. They're super happy, they say. And I want you to consider that setting goals isn't about happiness. You don't set a goal to be more happy, right? You set a goal to see what you can do with your life for fun. Okay? And that is where I had to land. I was very, very happy with my company. I didn't need a new goal to be happy. I wanted a new goal to see what I could do in this life that I was given. Okay? So setting goals, that's the first step. Next up, we have to figure out the middle, friends. We have to anticipate the obstacles, the adversity, the mess, or as I like to say, the opportunities, the growth, the curriculum, and craft strategies and dive headfirst into the journey. Okay. We're talking about anticipating the obstacles, crafting strategies to overcome them. Trust me, this part takes some serious mental energy. And most of us don't do this part. We set the goal, right? And then we try to navigate the how to get there. And we don't even consider all of the obstacles that will undoubtedly be in our path. I think we forget that that's part of the journey. And then we get blindsided. And when we get blindsided, it literally knocks us out of our path. Okay? When we look into all of the obstacles that could happen, okay? Because we've got to be ready. We've got to be ready to face whatever life throws our way. You've got to condition yourself for it. Take it from me. Being able to predict and plan for potential roadblocks has been a game planner, a game changer, because I don't get blindsided. I just expect that they're going to happen. And then like, okay, I knew this was going to happen. Okay? And now I have a game plan because I created it ahead of time. Okay? Nobody knows your hurdles better than you. So let's say your goal is to hit the gym 5 days a week. You got to anticipate those days when motivation is not there. Okay? Or when life throws you a curveball. This is why it's so, so important. And I shared this on the last podcast to make your decisions ahead of time. That way you minimize your brilliant negotiation skills. Okay. If, however, right, we didn't decide ahead of time, we need to get really cozy with our own excuses and challenges. Okay. We're building a stronger bond with ourselves. It's like saying, I see you. I know you don't want to do this, but we're doing it this anyway. When I was writing my book, I had to double duty, I'll call it, on the Sunday set. I talked about it in the last podcast. But not only did I have to decide on Sunday, because remember, we're making decisions in 1 hour, That's what we do in the Sunday sit. There's not to be any decisions, or we completely minimize all the decisions that we have for an entire week because we're only making them on Sunday. Okay. So I had to decide on Sunday which days and times I was going to write. And then I had to write little notes to myself in my planner that said, girl, you're not going to want to do this, but I want us to do it anyway. Okay. With like a big pink heart and a big smiley face. Because here's the thing about big goals. They're achieved, as I mentioned, through consistent everyday actions. It's about showing up for yourself day in and day out. Okay. So if I were to map this out for you really quickly, this is what it looked like for me. We've got to clarify our vision. We've got to start with crystal clear clarity on what it is that we want. Mine was in my business. I created a mind map of my vision of shift. Then we embrace the process. We take baby discipline steps. Okay. Then we have to anticipate and plan for the roadblocks. We have to predict potential obstacles and challenges that are going to arise, and we get to set up a strategy ahead of time as a contingency plan to overcome these obstacles. Okay, which means that I have to work on my flexibility in my mindset and my adaptability into my approach. And I have to drop the notion of needing to know the how and just take those next steps. Okay. This is what is required. This is what is required to take where you are to get to where you want to go, is to drop. I want you to know where you're going, but I want you to drop the necessity in order to get there, right? And instead discover more about who you'll become along the way. That is way more motivating in the day in and the day out, because we will lose sight on that result, that outcome that's far in the future, if we don't celebrate and embrace the process of our own becoming to get ourselves there. Okay? I want this for each and every one of you. If you don't have a big, hairy, scary goal, I want you to email me and I will help you find one, because this work requires it. Your growth, your evolution, you learning more about yourself, the bigger goal is the way. Again, not because it's going to be better there, but because you're going to become a different, more valuable, more capable version of yourself when you get there. So I want to know what they are. I want you to grab hold of it, and I want you to map out all the obstacles that could happen, and they will, to get yourself there. Okay. Until next time, my beautiful, beautiful friends, I want you to have an awesome, awesome week, an awesome day, and just know that I believe in you. I believe in your goals. Borrow my belief if you need to until you can make it yours. And here's to setting big, hairy, audacious, wild, impossible goals. Have a beautiful day, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to the Becoming You Show with me, your host, Leah Rowling, where I share big ideas to inspire, impact, and influence your life. Tune in every Friday at 11 Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your morning cup of coffee, the hug you never want to end, and that inspirational message that you felt was written just for you. Each show is inspiring you to become you with purpose and intention. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.